Do I turn it off? My ears are saying ow. Stop laughing at yourself. Are these two making sense? At least I didn't pay. I am deaf in my defense. TCB is terrible. That is being kind. Both the hosts are idiots. They left the funny behind. What is this show about? It's offensive to my soul. Brian is a hack. These two aren't funny and so old. Why all the hype? How did this get made? So many episodes, none of which are great. TCB is terrible. Worst show you could do. TCB is terrible. Worst to you.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe as we enter the last episode of today's endless day. It will end, and it will end shortly for the good of everyone involved. Thank you to 5-Hour Energy, our sponsor, who has brought us this day with limited commercial interruptions. Thank you to Astrid. Thank you to Jeff. And thank you to everybody else who has been so supportive. Rachel McGrath gets a special shout out. Tina gets a special shout out. Marianne, Jenny, you all know who you are. I don't want to do it again. I don't want to go through the whole roster again. We're just coming on real quick to say thank you very much. It's been a very interesting day. It's been a lot less torturous than I thought it would be,
yeah,
have to say.
I think we built it up in our heads.
I think we did.
I brought like 5 bags of stuff.
I know. You
that I never used.
You should have just got the hotel.
I had throat lozenges. I had teeth flossers. I had touch-up makeup. I had all kinds of stuff.
I had lube. I had the vibrating vagina that I bought when I got my ball snipped. The Volkswagen VW bus. I had all of it. I was ready
you
to
did.
Go. I thought, if I'm going to do this, let's just do it.
Slip, slide.
Slip and slide. Slip, slide in a way. Yeah. But the truth is, it really hasn't been that bad. And a lot of the people who have texted and have kept us going, it's been interesting. We got to read some comments. We got to respond to some text messages. We got to go live for the first time ever since Clubhouse.
And Fireside.
And Fireside,
we had
true.
A brief time there.
And in our favor, in our defense.
In our defense,
we had more people join us today, which was few, on our live than we did combined on Clubhouse and Fireside together.
So we're winning. Winning.
Yeah, winning. What season was Fireside? 2?
1
or 2?
1
yeah,
or 2.
Astrid,
I mean, we were in the
two.
Other studio.
We were in the other studio.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we were on Fireside. Fireside still exists today.
Yeah.
And it is a terrible mishmash of I don't know what. Clubhouse still exists today. They went to like a system just to get like, let me give you an update on Clubhouse from season one. Now that we're, you know, kind of wrapping this up. Clubhouse was, we were on Clubhouse very early on in the podcast's existence. And we thought this was the answer to.
You were on Clubhouse very
well,
early on.
I was on Clubhouse early on, and I thought this was going to be our claim to fame, our instant ticket to success, our golden ticket, if you will,
our
to success
in.
And fame, our in to
Leave
find
it up,
a massive
slide
audience.
Sliding in.
Yes. And what it was an immense waste of time, energy, and effort. That's
we met
what it
some
was.
People.
Do we know any of those people still? Is one of those people still listening to us? Do we know any
Didn't
of them
we
still?
We have someone on as an interview that you had met back in the clubhouse days.
Wally Green. Wally Green.
Oh, God, I forgot about
another
Wally
episode Green. That never ran. Mm-hmm. And that was a two-part, two-hour interview. We wasted 2 hours of that guy's life, and I never ran that episode. And I'll be real with you. That was probably one of the more interesting interviews we've ever had.
It really was a very interesting.
Interesting. I need to dig it out and run it. Yes, I do. I need to just like reframe it, repurpose it, because Wally deserves that. Wally is one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
He's a great guy.
From like gang member to international ping pong sensation. Mm-hmm. And he opened all of those ping pong places, the Church of the Holy Roller, Jesus, whatever, with Susan Sarandon.
Yep.
And just very interesting. Met him on Clubhouse. He was nice enough to give us 2 hours of his time, two separate one-hour interviews. Brian never ran it. For what reason? Still can't remember to this day. I think because I just never got around to editing it. It was taking like a month to edit every episode.
I think you were kind of critical of ourselves.
I was critical of me. Yeah, it was very, Astrid's reminding me that it was a very serious interview. But, you know, we've gone on to do much more serious interviews. We didn't run those either. To be fair. There you go. All right. So, listen, so glad that everyone joined us on this TCB.
Yes, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Honestly. And thank you for listening for 5 years. I have gotten a number of text messages over the last week since I said, if you've listened to every episode, let us know. And more people than I ever thought had listened to all the episodes of The Commercial Break, have listened to all of the episodes of The Commercial Break. And so thank you very much. It does mean a lot to us. It's a funny show. We joke. We're self-effacing as we can be. It's hard for us to take ourselves seriously.
It really is.
Yeah. It's hard for us to even say out loud that we're the hosts of The Commercial Break, let alone give ourselves any pat on the back. But I think we should be proud of ourselves, because not many people get this far in any venture.
Cheers to 5 years.
Cheers to 5 years. Most small businesses fail after just a year or two. Most podcasters bail out before episode number 5. Very few have done more than 100 episodes, let alone 750 episodes. I think we're one of just a couple thousand who have done more than 750 episodes. And so I think we should be proud of ourselves, but more proud of the cool fan base. Yes. I don't even say fan base. The cool TCB universe that mm-hmm. we have acquired along the way. You're not sycophants. We're not superstars. You're just some cool people that listen to us yammer on. And we yammer on a lot. So thank you very much for that. And to you, my friend, for 5 years of friendship, of dedication, the ups and downs, the ins and outs.
Thank you. I love you.
Yes. And so
I love you, Astrid.
It's good to go out on a high note. We'll not be back on Tuesday.
I love all 30 of your children, too.
All 13 of those kids are loved by Chrissy and they love Chrissy, too. And we will continue to do this for the foreseeable future. So I think this is a good time to tell everybody it is likely we will sign with Odyssey for another 3 years of the show. And that means we're contractually obligated to be here for another 3 years. So we're at least making it to year number 8. Let's put it that way. And that's only good news for everybody involved. And so we want to thank Odyssey, our network, who's been ultra supportive of this stupid stunt, this silly idea. Of course, we're thanking 5-Hour Energy left, right, and sideways. We want to thank CTB, Bella at CTB more specifically, Joanna and Antoine too, but Bella for her super support in putting this all together. When I asked her if she could just go ahead and book it 6X her guest in May, she didn't even blink an eye. She went to work and got us some great guests. And then Covert Creative, who is our agency who tells people so we don't have to, that we do the commercial break. Thank you to Rachel Bloom. Thank you to Michael Ian Black. Thank you to Reggie Watts. Love you, Reggie. Thank you for coming on and for always being interesting and bringing us into your life. Thank you to Tom Papa. Thank you for being interesting, talking to us like we need talking to, like an actual adult. And thank you to Tig Notaro, who gave us all of her energy, effort, and emotional, I guess her emotional support during that interview.
Yeah, she was great.
I thought we were going to do a funny interview, and it ended up that Tig Notaro just became our therapist for an hour. So thank you, Tig. We appreciate that very much. And again, thanks to all of the listeners who have ever listened to a commercial break episode. If you're hearing me now and this is your first episode, welcome aboard. If it's your 768th episode, Thank you for listening to all of them. We really appreciate it. It's been one hell of a ride, and it looks likely to continue at least for a couple more years.
And we might be going live more.
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll say that, you know, we have no one watching us right now in the Twitch.
Well, I have to say I did not get a notification that we were going live, so.
Oh, very interesting. Knows? Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's a work in progress. We'll figure it all out. We will be going live on Twitch and likely YouTube if we can figure that part out of it. More often coming up in season number 6 and lots more exciting stuff in season number 6. Lest you think this be the last stunt that the commercial break pulls in 2025, you would be wrong. Brian's got the next one planned, and I have yet to tell Chrissy about it because I didn't want her to say no before she said yes. So, Chrissy, will you do the next stunt with me? Won't be 12 episodes, I promise.
Serenity now.
Serenity now. So, I leave you with one last thing.
I'll never leave you hanging.
Thank you very much. I love you. I'll leave you with one last thing, two last things. You ready for this? First one?
Instant classic.
Instant classic. But what I'll really leave you with is this. To all of you, and to you, and to you.
Best to you. Best to you. Best to you. Best to you.
I love that one.
I love that song, man. I can't get enough of it. And I don't think the listeners can either. You know what I'm thinking about doing? Don't stop me now, kids. You know what I'm thinking about doing?
What's that?
Putting together the TCB playlist on Spotify.
Oh, damn.
What do you think about that? Putting some of these songs
Drop
out on Spotify?
Mic.
Astrid's looking at me like I have four heads. She's like, she don't you dare. Don't you dare think about doing one more thing. I'm also thinking about doing a third podcast, babe. Oh. Don't worry about it. It'll all be fine. The first two worked out great. Why not the last one? All right. There you go. That's it. TCB's Endless Day comes to an end, as all good things must, and bad things, apparently.
And mediocre things.
And mediocre things. We love you, we love you, we love you. All the things at the commercial break on Instagram. Please, please, please follow us. We're going to do our best to put more interesting content out there, clips of the show.
Think about trying.
Yeah, we're going to think about trying. We're well on our way to thinking about trying to put more interesting content out on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all of the episodes on video. All of the celebrity guest episodes are out now. The first week in June, you will get the rest of the episodes. Whenever you're listening to this, they'll probably be out. We'll put them out just as quickly as we can. TCBpodcast.com. Email Astrid. Tell her you want a sticker. Say please, please, please. Email her twice. If it doesn't get there tomorrow, email her again.
Multiple ones.
Yes. She likes when you email her one day after you didn't get your sticker. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. You can go ahead and text us your questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. What'd you think about TCB's Endless Day? Would you like another Endless Day? Not this year, but would you like one next year? Because we'll think of it. The next time you get 12 episodes is the 12 days of TCB, which we will do again. But that's in December. So we'll worry about that in December. Yeah. 12 episodes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Astrid's giving me more hand signals. Like a baseball first base coach. 12 episodes every month. Well, there's 16 episodes every month. Oh, the endless month. Astrid says one every day. 16 episodes every day for an entire month. What do you think? I told Chrissy, I said, we only did really 7 hours of content today. Howard Stern does that like twice a week. Anyway, you know the phone number, you know the Instagram, you know the YouTube,
there's millions,
you know the website.
And millions of dollars attached to
yes.
that.
Well, 5 Hour Energy. You're up to bat.
Yeah. Your move.
All right. Until next time, Chrissy, I think this is all we can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to
you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time we decide to show up on your RSS feed, we will say, we do say, we must say, goodbye.